So as we hopefully move into the summer months, big shaila is, can you go on the sand on Shabbos? We'll talk more about the sand and the water today, but it's very relevant. People go to the beaches. Now, what we're not talking about is any hashkafic issues, if you should be going to beaches or mixed beaches. That's a separate issue. That we're assuming. Let's assume you rent a place which is a private beach. There's nothing on sneas there. Everything is fine. There's no other issues like that. It's just a pure muktzah question about the sand on Shabbos. Can you go to your own private beach, which has a private sand there, on Shabbos or not? Mutter or usser? So it's a pretty simple shir. Compared to some other ones where there's machlokasim, it's pretty straight up. The Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Shin Ches, says there's something called muktzah machmas gufo, which is muktzah, and it's not permitted for any reason. You're not going to use it with tzarech makomo, tzarech gufo. What are these criteria of muktzah machmas gufo? What are they? So we get something which is not a kli, it's not a utensil, it's not food, it's not animal food, such as stones, you know, some twigs maybe, money, he says. You have wood chips, and offer the chol. You have dirt and sand. Straight up in the Mishnah Berurah, that anything which is in this criteria is muktzah, and you're not allowed to use it, and it's called muktzah machmas gufo. He said these things are not chazi on Shabbos. They're not able to be, they're not used, they have no usage on Shabbos, and therefore it would be forbidden to use this item. Now, use means what? To move it around. To touch it is not a problem, but anytime it moves is a problem of muksa. Muksa, you're not to touch muksa for the most part, you're just not going to move muksa. So if these things are muksa, sand would be muksa, it would be forbidden to move sand on Shabbos. Based upon this, the Archa Shabbos, as well as the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, says that you have chol al svas hayam, O chol omer wabinyan. Chol svas hayam is what? A beach. No? Sand on a beach. Ein heter letaltalo b'shabbos v'yomtiv. Now, what no one speaks about, it's definitely usher. Now, we're kind of like the unwritten chabura, and otherwise you have to kill a few more minutes, right? Part of the issue is that, okay, fine. So you're not going to go to sand on a beach, pick it up, and make a sandcastle. The question is, can you walk on it? So I was a little bit surprised. I couldn't really find anyone that talks about that. Meaning, I guess in the olden days, a lot of their roads were also had sand on it, and obviously you're allowed to walk on it because. So I asked the Rav before, earlier this morning. I asked the Rav Shul. I said, so is it permitted to walk on the beach on Shabbos? So he says, yeah. So it's not. It's tiltum and atzad. You're not directly touching the sand, or it's not, you're not directly moving the sand. So some of the sand may move. You don't really care if the sand moves, but still, I'm not sure I fully understand at this point, and it's just my lack of understanding, not because I have such tremendous question on it, is how the heter of someone who does not need to go to a beach on Shabbos, right? He has no, it's not like it's the sand is in his path and he needs to get to shul or anything. He wants to go for a spatzir on the boardwalk, or he wants to go on the sand. When you walk on the sand, you invariably move sand, correct?
Making impressions.
And even, yeah, and then you kick your feet up and it's, yeah. Right, so what about grass? So grass, you're going to call uproot grass. So let's assume that you walk. So let's assume most grass, you don't really uproot when you walk on the grass. Most grass, you walk on grass, it doesn't uproot the grass. Okay, so if it's something that's going to be that it's a type of grass where it's going to make holes and stuff, so then you have to, then the same issue comes up. For the most part, we say it's permitted, mostly because you're not really intending that, you don't really care to move it. Because when you go on a beach, the whole point of why you go on the beach, why don't you walk on the boardwalk? Why do you have to walk on the sand? What's the mile of walking on the sand? Then you enjoy walking on the sand, you enjoy, you know, seeing moving the sand, and you enjoy taking a spatzir on the sand specifically. So if that's the case, that your only reason why you're walking on the beach is not because that's the closest area, but because you bedafka want to move the sand and want to like enjoy the experience of walking on the sand, then already it becomes a different question. So I think the sum up of this part is that if there's no reason why, you have no need to specifically move the sand. It's not like you enjoy your walking barefoot on the sand, that you enjoy the feel of walking on the beach on Shabbos, then there's probably a heter. You don't really intend to move the sand. I wouldn't pick it up. Picking it up would be forbidden. Making a sandcastle would for sure be forbidden. But even touching the sand and moving it and lifting it, or I don't know, playing with it is for sure usher, according to this. And the only issue would be simply walking on it with your shoes. Is that a problem? It sounds like there may be room to be makel from speaking to the Rav. But again, I couldn't find anyone who says that. The Shmir Shabbos says straight up, it's usher, ain't heter taltuo b'Shabbos. So I'm not sure exactly taltuo. So leave that tzarch in. For the most part, maybe there's probably a heter to walk on a beach on Shabbos in shoes. Now what about the other question, which is relevant for many people, is the sandbox. So what about a sandbox? Can you play with sand as a toy? So for that, you have to go to different...
Why can't it be different than playing with any game?
Yeah. Because this is a muksa game. This is an...
Unless you're playing checkers.
Oh. So checkers, you could say the point of the game, maybe I designated it, but can you say I designated sand to be part of a game? So if it's in a box, if you have a game of, I don't know, pieces, chips that are in a box where the whole point of the game is, so the game is not muksa. The point of the game is for Shabbos, or it's a
sandbox.
Oh, but a sandbox. So does the box make it into a kli and make it into now something which is usage on Shabbos? So for that, Shulchan Aruch later on says, Machnes Adami Be'odio Mali Kupaso Offer, Omeyachin Volkaren Zavis. A person could enter into Erev Shabbos, he could take like a box of dirt, which is the same thing for sand, and use it, keep it in his house, and designate it for usage on Shabbos. Let's say he wants to cover up, you know, if there's a spillage or something, he's going to use the sand there on Shabbos. So since he designated Erev Shabbos, says Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. Mishnah Berurah points out, you have to be very careful when you use the sand, not how you use it. You shouldn't use it to fill up holes, which is going to be other problems, or sand, if the sand is wet, it's going to be clumpy. You may have issues as well with that. But let's say you assume you have dry sand that you're just going to spread over, you know, not so clearly. You're just going to take sand and throw it on, I don't know, if you have feces in a room or...
For ice.
For ice, or exactly, it's a perfect example. You have ice in front of your walk, so you want to throw the sand there. So Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's permitted. So now comes the question, so can you apply that to a sandbox? So what's not halacha about that? So the Aruch Shabbos and the Shmir Shabbos, again, a little bit vague. They say, Ein limchos bi'ladim. He says, you don't have to stop children that are playing in a sandbox, which was designated as a sandbox, meaning it's Arab Shabbos, it's clearly its usage as a sandbox. It's in a park, and it's, you know, covered with walls, it's got pictures on the side. It's clearly designated sandbox. So it would be permitted to use it. It says, Ein limchos bi'ladim. So I'm not sure what does that mean. Is that because only children play in a sandbox? Or is it because the sand is not fundamentally muksa anymore because you designated it? From the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas, you don't really know so much. It's a little bit vague. So I found the Shevet Alevi. He says it straight up. The Shevet Alevi writes, he says if you have Yesh Arges Chol B'chotzer, you have a sandbox in your chotzer, Huchnes Kadesh Yisachu B'akitanim, you brought it in so the children could play, Ein Toras muksa alav. It's not muksa at all. So maybe it's not the best thing for your kavod Shabbos to sit in the sandbox and play. Maybe you should be doing better things. But for you to come in and get your kid out of the sandbox, and your kid wants you to see, I don't know, play with his sand for a minute. You're playing with your kid, and he wants you to help him out. According to the Shevet Alevi, sounds like it's not a problem because fundamentally it now is not muksa. Okay.
Is there a limit on the size of the sandbox?
So that's a good question. So I looked, I couldn't find. Because what makes you, what bothered for me is what makes a beach any different?
Right.
Why can I just say, I designate the beach? So maybe if they say the beach fundamentally is not, you know, designated, you know, the beach is something which, yeah, if you closed off an area of the beach and built barriers before Shabbos, that would be one thing. But I guess a beach, you have to do some maisa to designate it in order to make it miyachid for Shabbos. Sandbox is designated. Someone at some point built this sandbox designated for usage of children on Shabbos. It's not, or for any day for that matter. But the point is there, it's designated as a sandbox. A beach is not designated. The question would be is that let's say someone has a private beach and I don't know, he builds mechitzas around it and now he wants to designate this. I'm not sure. It's unclear. How big does it be? It would sound like from the Shevet Alevi, perhaps it would be permitted. Comes on the Chud Hashana, yeah.
The fact that the sand changes every time a wave comes?
That's a great question. I don't know. That's an interesting question.
But sandbox is not open.
Right, sandbox wouldn't have that problem. Right, but if you're private beach in the city.
It's not enclosed.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. If it's not enclosed, then it probably would be a problem. Yeah, I would just imagine it's a problem. Again, it's hard to pinpoint that. And they don't seem to, I guess the Torah doesn't really envision people like taking spaziers on boardwalks on Shabbos. There are more issues of, you know, more sandbox is a more practical question. I'm not sure exactly why. But anyway, the Chiddush Rani says sandboxes are a problem for other reasons. He says, because what do you do in a sandbox? What?
You build,
you fill up holes, you take utensils that are mucks on Shabbos because you're going to use digging tools. Says the, and the footnote of a Chiddush Rani, Nissen Krelitz, he says, Argus chol sheyichudu mesachak yivadim niradavi muksa. Why? Since in a sandbox are items which are forbidden to use on Shabbos, I guess he's referring to, you know, shovels and pails, I'm not sure. So then even the sand still retains its muksa status. It's a pretty big chumrah. No, it doesn't really explain what that chumrah is coming from, but according to the Chiddush Rani, you should even stop children. So you basically have three shittas. Shmir Shabbos says you don't have to stop children from playing in a sandbox. You have the Shevet Alevi seems to say it's not mooks at all. Even you could play in a sandbox if you want with your kid. And then you have the Chiddush Rani on the other hand, who says it sounds like sandboxes are even problematic for children as well. Final sheet is, I saw this interesting, something to think about, homework to, you know, to play with in your mind over here, is that perhaps it's totally on the issue of, can a toy, which is not normally a kli, become a kli because children use it? What's a good example of that? Without getting into any ashkafas about this. No, what?
Ball.
Huh? What did you say?
Egg box? A ball.
Ball, yeah. I was thinking about a ball. Could be that's also. But what about a ball? Yes, there's a ball mooks and chops. So we're not getting into any ashkafic issues. Absolutely not. It's not ashkafish here. Ashkafa, there's many people who are much more competent to talk about me about ashkafa. But in terms of, and many people in halacha also, but at least I prepared the halacha aspect. So the halacha issue, so I just talk about purely halacha. Are you allowed to play with the ball and Shabbos? So this is machokas, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, without getting into the lamaisa aspects, but in one, this is a ball muksa or not? So Shulchan Aruch, based on Yerushalmi, says a ball is muksa. Children designate the ball before Shabbos to play with, so why does it become muksa? Seemingly, the Shulchan Aruch and for Sfardim would have a problem because the ball is even though you designate it as a toy for a child doesn't lose its status of muksa. Comes on the Ramah, and the Ramah says, no, some are mako about this, some are matirin, and he's mako. So now you have a very big issue. So now, can a toy, which is not a kli, become a kli and therefore be used on Shabbos because it's designated as a toy for children? Machlokas Shulchan Aruch Ramah says the Sefer Chesed Avram, the same thing should be for a sandbox. A sandbox is fundamentally muksa. It's not a kli. Sand is not a kli. It's not a vessel. But by you designating it, you make it into a vessel. Does that work or not? According to Shulchan Aruch, no. According to the Ramah, yes. Probably it's preferable not to play in sandboxes on Shabbos, definitely for adults. Children, if they're playing, there's definitely room. You don't have to stop them, but probably it's not the best Shabbistic activity, especially if they're going to be digging and, you know, making holes. Then for sure.
Digging. I have a shovel in the garage that I use for gardening.
Yeah.
And the kids have a plastic shovel that they use for playing.
Right, but even if it's going to dig a hole. But it's going to still dig a hole. If they're going to dig a hole, they're going to digging. And they're going to fill up the hole, especially the sand. Especially if the sand is wet, a little bit, you know, moist, then you for sure have problems because then you're really building stuff and you have issues with that. You're going to make, so the answer is
not kayama either.
Huh?
The building is not kayama.
Correct, it's not kayama, but sometimes they're kayama enough that it's maybe a drabbanan, or you have issues like that, or even if it's filling up the holes. I'm more interested in filling up the holes or choresha, maybe issues by stepping on it and making imprints. So you run into a lot of problems. The answer is probably sandboxes are not the best Shabbos activity if you have young kids who are playing in the sand. I think you can walk on the beach with shoes on Shabbos. I think if the whole idea is to walk barefoot because you enjoy getting geschmack with your feet and feeling the toes in the sand, and therefore you like kick the sand up, then already you're moving the sand and your intent is to move the sand. That already may be a little bit